Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Now, Britain's Prince Andrew has been served with a sexual assault lawsuit in the United States by lawyers for the woman who's accusing him of forcing her to have sex with him at the home of Jeffrey Epstein. This is according to court papers. And for the latest, I'm joined by Sky correspondent Enda Brady. Good morning, Enda.
Good morning, Claire. Good to speak to you again.
So simply bring us up to date, Enda, on the latest developments on this story, because it has been quite complex for people to follow the legal to-ing and fro-ing. Where are we at?
So the relevant paperwork has now been served on Prince Andrew via his American attorney. He is based in Los Angeles and his name is Andrew B. Brettler. And the papers were served on Friday via email. And then there is a report this morning here in London that a FedEx delivery was left at the front reception desk of that legal firm in LA yesterday, and that it has been signed for and received. So effectively, they've served papers on him in the United States, and the paperwork was also left with a Metropolitan Police officer at the gates to Windsor Great Park a couple of weeks ago in Berkshire. So they've, as far as the American lawyers are concerned, acting for Virginia Giuffre, they have handed over the paperwork in both the United Kingdom and the United States.
So,
and it had been the case that Andrew's legal team in the first pre-trial hearing were questioning whether these papers had been correctly served.
So now we can say he has been served. So where does it go next?
So he apparently is still in Balmoral. Obviously, Beatrice gave birth over the weekend, so he has a second grandchild to see, but he has spent some time in Balmoral, and there had been a lot of speculation here that he was effectively hiding out on his mother's 20,000-hectare estate in rural Scotland to avoid any prospect of meeting lawyers or anyone acting on their behalf who wanted to serve the papers to him. Prince Andrew denies any wrongdoing whatsoever. What happens next? There will be another pre-trial hearing on October the 13th. It's being overseen by a district judge in New York. And basically what they do in these pre-trial hearings, it's just going through all of the paperwork and everything that needs to be done before any potential future trial. So the next big date is October the 13th.
Okay, and as all of this happens, there's a documentary on the BBC coming up tomorrow night reflecting on the life of Prince Philip, Andrew's father, who died, of course, earlier this year. And there are contributions in that documentary from members of the royal family, including Prince Andrew?
Yes, my understanding is that each of Philip and Elizabeth's children have been interviewed for the documentary, so there will be obviously interviews involving all of them, and Prince Andrew is involved in it, paying tribute to his father. If you remember when Philip died back in April, Andrew did speak to reporters, and I thought it was very unusual at the time for a guy who had no public kind of profile. We were told he'd been retired from senior service with the royal family and was not going to be seen in public doing anything. Andrew felt quite confident to speak to reporters about his father and then moved on very quickly. It's interesting, in the promotional clips that have been sent out to media organisations today in London about this documentary, there's no sign of Andrew in any of them.
Interesting. And what is his future with the royal family and the official duties? I did read somewhere over the last couple of months that he himself felt confident that he could come back.
He is a man who has great belief in himself, but let me tell you, Prince Andrew's future as a senior royal or having anything to do with public appearances, it's not going to happen. I just can't see a way back from this. I mean, he has denied any wrongdoing whatsoever. He will be entitled to a trial if it goes to that and if there is a court process in the United States. But I think in terms of public opinion and reputational damage, I think there was a very, very interesting quote in a newspaper about 6 weeks ago here. The Times had it, a source close to Prince Charles. And, you know, this is the guy's own brother.
Mm-hmm.
Charles obviously knows that in the next few years, he is going to be king. And that any reputational damage to the monarchy or anything that his brother may or may not have done, you know, would be hugely risky. And the quote from someone close to Prince Charles was that there is no way back for Andrew.
Oof.
And I think, you know, when your own brother, the future king, is telling you that, it's game over.
Yep, that's the burn. Enda, good to talk to you as always. Thanks for taking our call. Enda Brady.
Thanks,
there
sir.
From Sky News. Coming up, the rule change around travelling to the United States. We'll be finding out exactly what's happened, who can avail of travel, and when the new rules are going to start. That's coming up next.